This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Well, we're almost back. All that wasted. Anyway, welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yep, another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. We're going to talk about the IRS and, well, how much they love the charge. How much they love, you know, and I'm not trying to be mean to them. I'm sure they're great people. You know, really, truly, I'm sure there are great people on the, you know, in the organization that want to make sure that we follow the rules, right? We play by the rules. That we do the right thing. And but they're not well informed. They can't be. We heard this over and over and over and over and over again, right? Haven't we? And even Dan Pilla, when he joins us, will tell you the same thing. They can't keep up on this stuff. Impossible. And I get it. I mean, can you imagine what he say last time he was off over 4 million words? Come on, can't do that. 855 real Joe, 855-732-5563. But like I said, Dan Pillow's gonna join us after the break. And we'll go through some of the new rules coming through, some of the things you need to watch out for, some of the gotchas that are coming up. But Andrew. Oh, yeah, in the third hour, too. Well, we might as well while we're at it. You know, in the third hour, we're going to talk about your finances, what it looks like, what's this year look like, what you can do to protect your money, whether you have a whole bunch of money or just a little money. I mean, a lot of people have just a little money, right? And you got to make it through. You got to figure out a way to make it through. Okay, Creepy Pete Buttigieg. Or Butter Cheeks, as I refer to him as. He said, I'm taking some personal time. You know why? He's buried. He has no clue as to what he's doing. Absolutely none. He doesn't know how to handle adversity. He doesn't know how to fix. He couldn't even fill the potholes in his own little town when he was mayor. Couldn't figure out how to do it. Treasury State Secretary Peter Buttigieg, or Pete, he brushed off a female Daily Caller. Right? Well, the reporter. She asked him about the railroad disaster. He said, well, I'm taking some personal time, he told the reporter. Buttigieg told the reporter that he was taking her photo. Very creepy, super creepy. Like, what does that mean? I'm taking some personal time, and I'm taking your picture. It sure looks like the secretary of the, you know, the Pete... And CNN anchor Don Lemon, they have the same issue with female journalists, or females, period, right? So when you think about this, he got a question that could easily have answered. And even though he's taking personal time, while I'm gone, my department's going to be doing blah, 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 blah. No, no, no. No, no. Can't have any of that. Impossible, right? Here he is. Listen.
Daily Caller News Foundation. Secretary, what do you have to say? Hi, how are you?
Good.
Jenny Tarr at the Daily Caller News Foundation. What do you have to say to the folks in Ohio, East Palestine, who are suffering right now?
Well, I've refereed about a dozen interviews I've given today, and if you'd like to arrange a conversation, reach out to the press office.
So, I'm sorry about the wind sound, but this is great, because what he's looking at her and he's saying, in case you couldn't hear, is like, I've done a multitude of interviews today, I've already talked to all the press, and, you know, if you'd like to go back and check those out, you can see what I had to say about it. Well, no, I'm a reporter for my own paper, magazine, publication, whatever, and I want to hear you answer me. I want to see if it matches up with the way you normally answer things, if you're using the same response.
You don't have a message for them?
I do, and I've shared it with the press many times today. I'd refer you to those comments.
Do you mind sharing it with...
So, yeah. Go check out your competition's websites and get the information from them, because I'm not willing to talk to you.
No, I'm going to refer you to the comments that I made to the press, because right now I'm taking some personal time and I'm walking down the street.
Are you going down there?
What's that?
Are you going down there at all?
Yeah, I am.
When are you...
Whoa, the look on his face is like, you know, irritated, like, yeah, come on, they keep asking me this question. He had to wait to answer the question. When she asks, is that long pause, and all he goes is, yep. But he doesn't tell you when. Right? See, this is why I say the hypocrisy of the left, it shines. I mean, it shines. And, you know, he's sitting there, again, if this was Trump, if this was any one of the Bushes, If this was Ronald Reagan, when are you going to get these people suffering? Why won't you go there? Don't you care about people? They would be doing that. We can do it now because they've proven us right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, yeah, this would be a good story to leave with. God, these people are sick. A school defends its English teacher for showing kids penis pictures and someone pleasuring themselves. I'm trying to clean it up. Yeah, you're going to have to wait. I mean, all right, when we come back, Dan Pilla joins me. That's it. I'm done. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. We win when you get informed. And once you get informed, then you engage. That's when we win, and we win big time. And some of you guys are throwing all kinds of information out there. You think you got it going on. You don't. You're just kind of learning or understanding or being told the buzz that's going around, and the buzz isn't always the truth. So get informed. As a matter of fact, if you really want to get informed properly and you don't want to get in trouble, don't listen to me, right? Listen to the people I bring on. Seriously. Because I'll just get you in trouble. I screw up on a regular basis. But that's what I mean. A lot of the guys with the microphones, a lot of the guys with these shows, they're telling you what the right thing to do is. They're telling you what they perceive to be is the right thing. Well, guess what? I got news for you. We don't know. In most cases, we don't know. That's why we bring on the experts like I do. Dan Pilla joins me as he does. He's the tax man. As far as I'm concerned, he is the tax man. doesn't play on your emotions, doesn't play on your fears, plays on the reality of how the IRS has to play, how they have to do, and that kind of thing. So, Dan, love having you on with me, Dan. Thanks for being with me.
Well, it's my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for that. I enjoy being on with you.
You know, I was thinking about you the other day, and I wish I could have just called you up and handed the phone to the guy that was telling me how the IRS is an illegal organization, and we shouldn't have to pay them a nickel. And
he's only half right. We shouldn't have to pay him a nickel, but the problem is we do because the IRS is not a private organization. It's part of the United States government, and it's got the full force and power of the U.S. government behind it. So if you decide that you're not going to pay, you're going to find out the hard way that they have ways of extracting from you your lifeblood, Joe, in the form of your assets and your income and so forth. So it's really not a very smart move to act on that challenge.
No, it was really great because the guy wants to go into how they were brought about and how they were voted on and how this and how that. I go, look, it doesn't matter. If you want to go ahead and tempt it, I got a guy you'll need to talk to. You'll need to have his phone number just in case, you know.
And I'll tell you, you know, it's worthwhile to spend a minute or two on this because there's an awful lot of people out there, Joe, that stumble across this stuff on the internet, and it's not new. These arguments that the tax laws are illegal and the IRS is not a part of the U.S. government, the tax laws are voluntary and they're unconstitutional. All these various twists and turns of these arguments, they've been around, Joe, for 50 years. This is not new. I mean, you know, my father got in trouble. He didn't get in trouble, but his problems with the IRS became exacerbated precisely because in the early 1970s, after he did get in trouble with the IRS, he got hooked up with these folks that were making these arguments thinking it would help him, and it only made it worse. So, you know, I've been around this stuff for 50 years, all of these arguments have one thing in common. They might be based on a fragment of truth, but they're spun in such a way that there's ultimately no chance of these arguments prevailing. I mean, for example, there's an argument that says that you can claim the Fifth Amendment on a tax return because you don't have to be a witness against yourself, and the tax return is signed under penalty of perjury, and nobody has to sign a document under penalty of perjury because you're a witness against yourself. Okay, well, there's a grain of truth in that the Fifth Amendment protects people from self-incrimination. All right, but that doesn't extend to a tax return, which generally is, with what the courts say at least, is innocuous information. If you simply tell the truth, it doesn't lead to a criminal offense, and that the protection against self-incrimination is against criminal offenses. So, the bottom line is these arguments just do not hold water in court.
Well, to your point, you just do the right thing, right? I mean, file the taxes. If you make a mistake, fix it later. I mean, was it you that was telling me at one point in time that, you know, they've got to kind of prove that you went out of your way to screw them, that you went out of your way to cheat them out of the money, right?
Well, you've stated it partially accurately, Joe. When it comes to penalties, the burden of proof is on the taxpayer. Okay, so what that means is the IRS does not have to prove you did it wrong. You have to prove you did it right. When it comes to penalties, the IRS does not have to prove that you intended to make a mistake. You, the taxpayer, have to prove that you didn't deliberately disregard rules. So your general premise is correct, that the penalties only apply to deliberate tax cheaters. They don't apply to somebody who made an honest mistake. But it's up to the taxpayer to prove that they didn't deliberately disregard IRS rules.
Yeah, that, you know, interesting. And that's a weird place to be, isn't it? Because, you know, you believe yourself to be supplying the truth to them. You thought that was the number, or you thought that's what you spent. Maybe you doubled up on I know this from personal experience. You know, maybe you doubled up on an expense or whatever it was. I mean, you're still stuck for the penalty and interest, aren't you? You can't fall on the sword and say, oh, God, I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
Well, you're not necessarily stuck for the penalty, Joe. If you can demonstrate, again, if let's say we're talking about a simple mistake of doubling up a number or, you know, putting the number on the wrong line or transposing digits or, you know, any of those types of things that are inadvertent. Those are honest mistakes. You don't get penalized for honest mistakes. You get penalized for deliberate disregard. So, for example, if you're filling out your tax return, let's just say you're a business person, you're filling out your tax return, and you're going down the lines of car and truck expense and office expenses and rent and utilities, and you come to the advertising line and you say to yourself, well, I know I didn't have any advertising expenses, but I'd really like to lower my tax liability. So you write down an arbitrary number, $5,000, you put on that line. There's no basis for that claim. All right, you didn't spend $5,000 on advertising. You did it to reduce your tax liability. You go through an audit. The IRS disallows that deduction. You're going to pay a penalty based on the tax liability. But if you honestly had $5,000 worth of a particular type of expense that you believe is an advertising expense, and you write it down, and it turns out that the expense doesn't qualify as an advertising expense, that's not deliberate disregard of IRS rules. That's misunderstanding or misinterpretation or just a simple mistake. Those are not subject to penalties. In that situation, the IRS cannot penalize a person who did not deliberately disregard or avoid or evade his responsibilities.
So I can't say, but the agent told me. The guy on the phone, I called that 800 number you guys gave me that was on that three-page brochure, and this guy told me this is what I could do. What do you have?
Well, you know, that's a good question, because millions of people call the IRS every year for advice and fill out.
Hold on. We're going for a break. I have heard this more over the last few weeks from people, you know, how, oh, yeah, I got a phone. They told me this, and I'm just inside. I'm giggling. We'll talk about this more when we come back. Come and see your host. Don't go far.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. While the saber-rattling between the U.S., China, and Russia continues over a developing proxy war in Ukraine, Pentagon officials in the U.S. are unhappy about Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to pull out of a key nuclear weapons treaty this week.
Any nuclear power has to behave in a responsible manner, and we certainly take our obligations under the New START treaty.
Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh, former President Trump made a trip to East Palestine, Ohio, the site of this month's toxic train derailment.
While in town, the former president
president spoke with some of the residents who were affected by the train derailment. During his visit, Trump also called out the Biden administration's handling of the crash.
In too many cases, your goodness and perseverance were met with indifference and betrayal in some cases.
Trump said residents need answers and results, and Norfolk Southern needs to fulfill its obligations.
Obligations to the community. John Schaefer reporting there. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way we win, as I always say. The best way to do it. Let me just bring him on. Dan Pilla is as far as I'm concerned, he is the tax man. You can find him at taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. And the thing I love about Dan over the years, I've gotten to know him. Nothing is, you know, nothing is heart attack information. You know what I mean? He's taught me it's okay to open the IRS envelope. It's okay to read what's going on, ask for help, understand what's happening. Because, you know, you hear some of these commercials where they're coming to get your dog, your kids, Fido, the wife, business, and the house. And it's just not true. It's just, if you ignore them, it could be true. But it's just not true. And so, Dan, always appreciate your approach to these kind of things. And,
my pleasure, Joe.
Yeah. Now I told you, and it's, you know, I sit there, I listen to people talking sometimes when I'm at a meeting and you know, you're waiting for the meeting to start and they're talking about the, how they had to make a call over there. On the whole 45 minutes, they finally got a hold of somebody at the IRS and the guy told me to do A, B, and C. And in the back of my head, I'm thinking, okay, I've heard this story before. You know, Dan, you can't use that even if you record the phone call. Which you're not supposed to do, but you can't use that as an excuse if you fill the form wrong, correct?
Well, yeah, you're right, Joe, but again, let's get some perspective here, okay? So let's say you call the IRS and you say, you know, how do I claim this deduction? I've got this situation. What do I do? And they tell you to do X, and turns out that X is wrong. Turns out that the right approach would have been to do Y, and if you did Y, you would have additional tax liability of, let's just say, $1,000. So if you did it right, you would have owed another $1,000. Turns out you did it wrong, so you underpaid your taxes. All right? The fact that you relied on the IRS to get the advice does not absolve you from paying the tax. Now, think about this for a minute. If you did it correctly, you would have owed the money. So when the IRS corrects the tax return, you still owe the tax liability. The tax liability itself doesn't go away. But now, when there's a delinquent tax liability, they want to add interest and penalties to the bill. And this is where the challenge comes in. The penalties apply, as we talked about before the break, when you deliberately disregard IRS rules and regulations. Well, when you get direction from the IRS as to what you're supposed to do, and that direction turns out to be wrong, obviously that does not constitute deliberate disregard on your part. In fact, it shows a certain level of responsibility and credibility on your part when you ask the IRS what do I do with this situation? Now, that presumes that you provided the IRS with accurate information, but let's just say you did that and you got wrong advice, all right? You acted in a reasonable manner, in a prudent manner, in a responsible manner by going to the source to figure out what you're supposed to do. So that deals with the penalties. They can't charge you with the penalties. Now, what about the interest? Ordinarily, interest always applies on a delinquent tax liability, except when the interest is attributable to either IRS error or IRS delay. Well, again, if you got advice from the IRS based on accurate information that you provide, accurate facts that you provide, and they give you inaccurate advice as to how to treat the transaction, that's an IRS error, and now you don't owe the interest either. And so the tax liability, you're not absolved just because somebody else made a mistake. You still owe the money, but the interest and penalties you do not owe because of this scenario. Now, the challenge, Joe, and we might want to talk about this, the challenge is how do you prove that you got the advice from the IRS? Because they're not going to write you a letter that says, you know, do this, do that, do this, do that. You're going to call them on the phone. So now what do?
I have no idea. This is your gig.
Okay, well, here's what you do. Before you call the IRS, you write down your question. Specifically write down the information that you need to get from the agency. Then you create a memorandum with the date, the time, and the phone number that you called. When the person answers the phone, they will give you their name and their IRS identification number. Write down the name and the identification number. And don't let them rattle this 10-digit number off as fast as a human being can speak, which is what they normally try to do. I always stop them. Wait a minute, Miss Jones, wait a minute. Give me that number again. 1001, okay, what was, all right, and make sure you got it written down. All right, so now you've written down your question, and you're going to ask your question the way it's written. You're going to provide whatever information that individual asks for, and you make a record note of that in your memorandum. I told them this, I told them this, I told them this, and then you write down word for word the advice you get back from that individual. And that memorandum, Joe, goes in your permanent tax file so that if the IRS does turn out to be wrong, and now you've got proof that you made the phone call with the date, the time, the person, the ID number, and an I said, she said record of the conversation in your written memorandum. That becomes proof of the conversation, Joe. That's how you prove it.
Really? All right. Let me play the devil's advocate then for a second. All right. So you did talk to that person. You did talk to them on the date. You did talk to them at that time. But how do I know that's what they said? I mean, you might be blowing smoke up my skirt here over all this. How do I know?
Well, you know, all of that's very possible, but the surrounding facts and circumstances lend credibility to my statement. The surrounding facts and circumstances are the date, the time, the individual, the handwritten the question written out clearly, the ID number, the individual I spoke with. All of that lends credibility. So people that are going to cheat don't go to those lengths to do that. They just say, well, I called the IRS and they told me. Well, when did you call? Well, I don't know. It was sometime in March. Well, who did you talk to? I don't know. Some guy, the guy who answered the phone. Who answers your phone? The guy who answered the phone. That's who I talk. You know, that's the kind of thing you get from a person that's making stuff up.
Right. Okay. No. And that all makes sense. I get it. I just, you know, you can imagine in my mind how many people are calling. How many people are, you know, making it up as they go, and then when they actually get in front of an agent or what have you, or, you know, they get into an audit, you go, wait a minute, this is what they told me to do. And to your point, well, they're going to say, who's they? Well, I don't know who they is. They was the guy that answered the phone, not they.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, as if there's one guy that answers the phone. That's why you got to get a name and an ID number.
Yeah. Well, you'll be happy. No, my wife is great at that. I'm not so much for that. All right, one guy just said, you know, Dan, it's always been overwhelming. For years, it seems like it never changes over there, and trying to get questions asked and or without having to go to a professional. I mean, these tax programs online, the ones that you fill in and it kind of does it for you. You don't need to name any of them, but are they reliable? Are they any good? Are they something people could take a shot with on their own?
Oh, yeah, millions of people use them, Joe. As a matter of fact, about 20% of the people that file tax returns out there these days use these computer programs. Now, you know, they're just like anything else. You get what you pay for. There's some ones that you can sign up free on the internet. Free tax file, tax filing on the internet. Use our program. And there's some of them that are spending. You get what you pay for. And that's true in just about every area of life. And it's true with tax prep as well.
Yeah, I just go back to it doesn't have to be as complicated. I'm talking, you're the expert, but I mean, we tend to make these things a little bit more complicated than they need to be sometimes. And I would imagine, again, if you've got these programs online by reputable companies, you know, I don't know, come to QuickBooks, for instance, or H&R Block, these people probably have got a great length to make sure that they're kind of come up with almost every scenario possible. And I wouldn't be afraid of using them, correct?
Yeah, I believe that's true, Joe. Now, in all honesty here, in full disclosure, I've never done a survey of the computerized tax preparation software. There's a half dozen of them out there. And I'm sure you can do internet research and find surveys by reputable third-party companies, Consumer Reports, just as an example. I don't know if they have one or not, but you know, there's certainly independent third-party companies out there that have evaluated these software programs, and I would check into them if you're going to be inclined to use one of them to get one that's got a high rating, for sure. Obviously, you don't want to take chances with your taxes, Joe, because you make a mistake, you know, the IRS comes knocking, and as I said earlier, if you made a mistake and underpaid your taxes, the fact that you relied on a tax professional or the IRS or tax prep software does not absolve you from the tax liability. It could absolve you from penalties and maybe interest if you relied on the IRS, but you still owe the tax, so you want to do your best to get it right.
Right. You may have to answer this. I mean, this is a break, but this is I can tell where this question is going. But, you know, the IRS is so far behind. They're saying if they make a mistake or they don't fill in their form right, it might be years before they're notified. Do they get charged interest all that time? We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dan Pillar right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mattino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-ROJOE, 855-732-5563. Look. You know, I kind of joke about it, but it is true. I mean, there's a lot of guys with a microphone, a lot of guys with a show that come off as being the experts in every area. We are not. We only have a microphone. The idea for me is I bring on people who have a clue, and right now I'm bringing Dan Pilla on. He is the tax man. You can find him at Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com. I know from personal experience he does great work, and people that have called him from the show or been turned on to him by the show have also sent me notes telling me what great work that he does and very much enjoy his books as well. So before we get into this, tell people how they can get in touch with you and about the books that you've got on your website and that kind of thing.
Sure. As you said, taxhelponline.com. You go to my website. You buy any book on my website at any price point, Joe, and you get a free 15-minute consultation directly and personally with me. And just to give you a flavor of what the books are, my best-selling book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, shows people how to deal with delinquent tax debts they owe and can't pay. That's How to Get Tax Amnesty. I got a book called How to Win Your Tax Audit, which is the most comprehensive guide to going through a tax audit that's ever been written for the public. And then my latest book is called Dan Pilla's Small Business Tax Guide. And this is the book that shows businesses how to avoid the 15 or 16 most common problems that sink small businesses, tax problems, of course, that sink small businesses. And there's other material on the site as well. Buy any book at any price point. You get a free 15-minute consultation with me directly. So read the book, write down your questions, get on my schedule. I'll walk you right through what the answers are. And that's taxhelponline.com. It's all one word.
Yeah, really easy, people. Check it out. Easy site to maneuver. Did a lot of cleanup. You did a lot of cleanup work on it. Very easy to work around on. Okay, so we can tie these two things together, right? And that is, somebody had asked a question. Okay, look, they're so far behind at the IRS. They got so many issues going on there. So if I file my taxes or I don't file my taxes or I file them and don't pay, it'll take them years to catch up with me, won't it? And do I get penalized for their inability to catch it faster?
Well, if you file a tax return that shows that you owe money and you don't pay it, yeah, it'll take them a while to catch up with you, Joe. It might take them 18 months or maybe even 2 years by the time the notice sequence, the delinquent notice sequence, runs its full course. It very well could take 2 years. But, yes, interest runs the entire time. And here's the thing. When we're talking about delinquent tax collection, the IRS has 10 years from the date the tax is assessed in which to collect it. So it does not help you to think you can delay for 2 or 3 years and they'll just forget about you and go away. They won't. Right? So you need to deal with it. You can't run away from it. Can't hide your head in the sand. Deal with it on the front end. Deal with the notices. Don't hide the notices in a drawer someplace. Don't put them in a grocery bag and forget about them. Open the letters. Read the letters. See what they're doing. Every situation has a response and a solution. You don't have to worry about the IRS selling your house and your car and cleaning out your bank account. If you respond to this stuff properly, you will get yourself into a position where you can negotiate a reasonable settlement.
Yeah, you know, it's, again, people are being scared, and not just by commercials. You hear horror stories, you read stuff, you know, get away from social media tax time, because all it's going to do is scare the crud out of you. But, you know, and the reality, so let's just say you're having an extremely bad year. We're coming into what I'm being told is going to be a pretty bad 2023 or what have you. I mean, is there a minimum amount that you have to put down on your tax liability? Is there a minimum amount that has to be paid every month?
No, there's not, Joe. As a matter of fact, if your situation is that there's two things that people need to be aware of primarily. Now, there's other options as well. In fact, there's several other options. But two things primarily. Number one is it's pretty easy to negotiate an installment agreement with the IRS if you owe them less than 50 grand. They have what's called a streamlined installment agreement that is pretty easy to set up. All right? That's if you can make a payment. But there's a lot of folks out there that can't make a payment because they're unemployed or underemployed. And in that situation, you can get what's called a hardship closure. Well, the IRS will close the case as currently not collectible and literally push the hold button on the collection machine and set your case on the back burner for, you know, sometimes 3, 4, 5 years while you're in a situation where you are not on your feet, you're flat on your face financially. We also have a program called the Offer and Compromise where if things are that bad and the long-term projected payment situation is pretty bleak, or you owe the IRS a heck of a lot of money, and even though you got a reasonably stable income that's paying the bills, you're not going to pay off the liability because you owe them 200 or 300 grand or even 100 grand. It almost doesn't matter how much. It depends on your financial situation. But in that situation, you can negotiate a full and final settlement for less than you owe. Could be 10 cents, 15 cents on the dollar. Depends on the situation.
Yeah, and that is probably the most common comment, if you would, that I hear a lot of times. Look, God, I owe them this money. I don't know how because I ain't got no money in my checking account, you know, kind of thing. And
right. Yep.
Yeah, and it takes a while to pay it through. But, you know, back to your you know, the offer and compromise. Let's say you do come up with something with them. Do you also get time to pay that out? Or is it kind of like, you know, if I can't get your money for you by this Friday, we're back to the full amount?
No, it's not. If you do, first of all, when you submit an offer to the IRS, it takes about a year to work through it, right? So
wow.
If you offer $10,000 to the IRS, you're going to have time to accumulate the money, assuming they accept the offer. Once they accept the offer, Joe, you got 5 months to pay them off. So it's not a situation where you got to be paid by Friday or you know, or the deal's off.
So let's say, I know I'm throwing this stuff at you, but I think some of it's real-life situations. Okay, look, I can make this work. I can pay them to 10 grand if they go for it. We're going to set this aside. And now, you know, again, you come into 2023 and the crap hits the fan the second half of the year. I got the money anymore. I'm not even making the money I was making. Now I ain't got the money anymore. I go, hey, you know, Mr. Mazzina, I like that $10,000 offer. Yeah, let's make this happen. Then what do you do?
Well, first of all, that is a realistic situation because it happens a lot. Circumstances change. If circumstances change that radically, what I do is I change in terms of the offer. Instead of offering them 10 grand, maybe I come back and say, look, we've got a whole different financial situation here that arose during the year that you guys were dragging your feet on this thing. So now we can only pay you 3 grand, and here's why. And that can work, Joel. But again, it's a fact and circumstances test. It doesn't apply across the board to every situation. It depends on your specific financial facts and circumstances.
Okay, so you can, before they come up with a decision or what have you, you can make a change to it based on the real fact that you've had a change in your life, in your financial world. And today, I would imagine that happens to a lot of people.
Yeah, no question about it. Absolutely. Yep.
You know, there is a big push. I don't know what they're calling it, some of these commercials I'm hearing. It's a second chance or a...
It's called a fresh start. The IRS referred to it as a fresh start. And really what that program talks about is an offer and compromise, which I've been alluding to here, where you go in and say, look, guys, I owe you 100 grand. There's no way I can pay that money, but I can pay 5,000 or 10 or 15, whatever the number is. Maybe it's $500, Joe, depending on how bleak your situation is. There's no magic percentage. It's not 10 cents on the dollar or 20 cents on the dollar. That's not what it is. It's based on your specific financial circumstances.
But Dan, I owe them $110,000, okay? And I got like $200,000 in equity in my home, but I'm really having a hard time even just making a mortgage payment on the house.
Well, yeah, in that situation, the IRS is not likely to do a compromise because of the equity in the house. However, if you're underemployed because of circumstances, because of inflation, if no other reason, Joe, you can get, that is the kind of case where the IRS will put collection on the back burner, potentially put it on the back burner until circumstances do change. Maybe you can sell the house. Maybe you can get a loan on the house. Maybe you can get a better job. But in the interim, we're going to freeze collection and close this case as a hardship uncollectible because of your financial circumstances.
No, okay, this is a perfect conference. So they won't force the sale of the home to get their money.
The only way they can force the sale of a home, Joe, is if they file a lawsuit in federal court and get an order from a federal judge saying that the home can be sold. That's pretty rare. It happens, but it's rare. And I'll tell you when it happens. It happens when that 10-year string that I alluded to earlier, that 10-year statute of limitations to collect, when that string is about to run out and there's no sign of life that they're going to collect the money in any other way, then they'll file that lawsuit.
Interesting. Okay, and that's, you know, that's where people start to get afraid, start to wonder what's going on, and that kind of thing. So they have once they come up with the number, they got 10 years to collect it, and on top of that, that's what people are afraid of, that they're going to grab the house and go with it, even if you're trying to make honestly trying to take care of the issue.
That's exactly right. But Joe, there's another scenario here. There's so many scenarios because even if you've got 200 grand equity in your house. I had a lady I represented years ago that had about $75,000 equity in her house. She owed the IRS 600 grand, so there was no question that we were going to make a deal. The question was for how much. Now, normally the IRS wants all the equity, in her case, 75 grand. But we were able to prove that if she liquidated that equity, it would cause a whole new financial hardship situation because of this reason and this reason and this reason.
Wow.
We were able to settle for 5 grand, Joe, even though she had 75 grand equity in the house.
God bless. All right, Tax Help Online people, you've heard it. You heard the scenarios. You have nothing to be afraid of. Okay, seriously. TaxHelpOnline.com, TaxHelpOnline.com. Reach out to Dan first before you throw your hands up and make a deal with the IRS. God bless you, Dan. Thank you for doing what you're doing, and thank you for being on with me. Over to your host. Hey, guys, we'll be back in a few minutes.